This is Jeff Roundtown. This Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for color. Yes, that includes all the fall colors we've been blessed with this season. Trees igniting and exploding with fiery red and gold and purple, as though time stopped and held its breath in the middle of a massive fireworks grand finale. And all those trees like pumpkin spice, sprinkled with cinnamon? Well, who needs a latte when you can take in all those delicious trees? And then, after sunset, those same trees turning into silhouettes, playing the hushed audience, gazing skyward along with all of us humans, soaking up a few glorious nights of the sweeping neon blues and greens and pinks of the northern lights, undulating as though we were all gazing up at a calm ocean in the sky, or like something from a children's book or the Aurora Borealis version of the Candyland board game. Colors we could all appreciate together, colors we could all agree were beautiful. I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful to all of you who have sent notes and messages of kindness this past year, humans from near and far. Some of you I've known for a long time, but others I've met because of Morning Classics, some through email, others in person. Mike and Katie and Craig, Joe and Charlie and Sarah, Barb and Richard, Jean and Joel, Sheila and Amy, to name just a few. I could go on, of course, but I have to mention those of you who have also brought color into my life and no doubt have shared beauty with others. There's Liz, who has emailed during the show after I mention a glorious sunrise. You know, one of those Nebraska mornings filled with pastel clouds. Sometimes she'll mention that she's experiencing the same thing and in the same moment. Other times, she'll ask if I've yet had a chance to peek out the window of the studio to catch a glorious sky filled with every hue of blue and gold and orange. And then there's Lori, who hand-painted several bookmarks for the KVNO staff, bookmarks that are more like little works of art that could be framed in a gallery rather than hiding away in a book. But oh, what a lucky book to have an original bookmark by Lori. And then there's a special listener I met one day at Blue Line Coffee in Dundee. Her name is Mimi, and by coincidence, she's often dressed in the most beautiful colors, not unlike those bookmarks, not unlike the sky lit up during the northern lights, and certainly not unlike a Nebraska sky at dawn. Scarves and bandanas, like a glorious sunrise. But best of all, it's her smile, her outlook, her kindness that lights up even a gray Nebraska day. Her attitude about life reminds me a lot of our mission here at KVNO, to brighten your day with beautiful and transcendent music. So as much as I love fall color and the northern lights, beautiful Nebraska sunrise or sunset, more than anything, I'm grateful for all of you. This has been Jeff Roundtown.